The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Gospel of the Lord. Just this morning, reading a little bit about Isaac Joad, John de Brebeuf, and companions, I discovered that John de Brebeuf considered it the greatest blessing that God could ever give them, that he would grant them the gift of martyrdom, because it was the clearest indication from him that their work would spread in North America, that their sacrifice would be that seed so that the faith could grow. Talk about acknowledging Christ before others. But that's actually not what I want to focus on. That just really struck me today. What I want to focus on is this blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. St. Augustine and the early fathers, many of whom agreed with him, said this: the first blessing of believers is forgiveness of sins by the Holy Spirit. Against this free gift, the impenitent heart speaks. Impenitence itself, therefore, is blasphemy against the Spirit, which is neither forgiven in this world nor in that which is to come. For repentance gains that forgiveness in this world, which is to avail in the world to come. What is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? It is impenitence, the unwillingness to repent for our sins. And there could be a number of reasons that someone is impenitent. It might be because they think their sins are too great. How could God ever forgive all of that? It might be because they easily dismiss their sins. They don't think their sins are any big deal, so they don't ask forgiveness. It may be because they're too embarrassed of their sins, too fearful to present them in the sacrament of confession. They don't want anybody to know. The root is always pride. The prideful heart would never say, Lord, forgive me. What was the frustration of John the Baptist and of our Lord? That people wouldn't repent. Here, God has sent his Son in the world to redeem the world. Our Lord says, there will be more joy in heaven over one repentant sinner than over 99 righteous who have no need of repentance. The truth being that everyone needs repentance because everyone is guilty of sin. You remember what our Lord said to St. Faustina? He said, God's greatest attribute is mercy. The very first adjective in sacred scripture that is used to define God is merciful. Irrepentance, though many people don't realize it, is the greatest denial of who God is in himself. Because God is love, and the highest expression of love is mercy. Because mercy is love that reaches down, as St. Therese said. It's love that does not need to be forgiven. You know what? You did that to me. I'm never going to forgive that. It is the way that God loves. He reaches down and grants us what we do not deserve. And it's what he calls us to imitate him in. And so to not ask him for his mercy is to deny who he is in and of himself. And so we cannot be part of him. My brothers and sisters, may we ask our Lord for a great grace that we might know the depths of our sins so that we can abandon them to him who is all mercy. And when we know that he is all merciful, we discover who he is in his essence.